Computer Programming as an Introduction to Problem Solving. Some things just don't seem possible at first glance. No doubt the idea that every page on the internet could be indexed and then searched in real time was considered to be a bit of a pipe dream by some. However, knowing that a computer is just a thing that can interpret commands leads the programmer to be able to find a way to solve just about any problem. If there aren't any obvious solutions, the brain has a way of being able to think laterally and at least find a workaround. The basis of this is known as logic. Basic logic in computer programming. This is really the only science-y bit of programming left. Logic essentially allows you to hand the decision-making process over to the computer and force it to perform different actions depending on the various conditions it encounters. There are also logic constructs that let the programmer repeat actions, as well as choose actions, and ways that various lists of instructions can be reused for different tasks, depending on how they are invoked. Seeing the entire domain as a set of interacting objects in this way is a fundamental transferable skill that computer programming teaches. In fact, all of these skills are transferable. Computer programming is one big set of transferable skills, and that's probably the best reason there is to learn computer programming. Chapter 1. What is computer programming? Computer programming, commonly known as programming or coding, is the art of making a computer do what you want it to do. Programming, in very simple terms, is about writing programs, a sequence of instructions written to perform a specific task for a computer is known commonly as a program, but is also referred to as a software program or even computer program. A computer is just hardware that requires instructions to act upon. These instructions are executed by the computer CPU. Programming is planning how to solve a problem. No matter what method is used, pencil and paper, slide rule, adding a machine, or a computer, problem solving requires planning. Based on the above definition, programming is planning how to solve a problem. So, here we are not actually solving the problem, but the computer will do it for us. If we solve the problem ourselves, then there is no necessity to write a program, and hence, we don't require a computer to solve it. Then why do we need a computer if we know how to solve a problem ourselves? Because we simply cannot do it at the speed and accuracy with which a computer can. Also, we may get tired and bored of doing the same job again and again, but the computer can do the same job a million times at the same speed and accuracy as the first one without getting bored or tired. We can take a simple example of calculating the sum of all even numbers from 1 to 1 million. This is not something that we cannot do, but the time that is required to calculate, the possibility of making a mistake at some point of time, a number of resources required if we use a pen and paper or a calculating machine, and other similar reasons make this an undesirable option. Over and above this, what if we need to calculate between a different set of numbers again and again? It is difficult humanly. However, by writing a program, we can achieve this in less than 5 minutes. At the same time, we can keep running the same program again and again for doing any number of calculations and get accurate results in seconds. We can instruct the computer to take each number, add it to the next, and from there on add every next number to the previous sum until we reach the upper limit specified. Don't look at these instructions for its accuracy, but what you need to understand here is that we can instruct a computer to solve a problem only if we know how to do it. This means that unless we know the solution to the problem, it's of no use even to try solving one. You can take an example of a cab driver on the street, but who is new to the city. With this cab driver, we cannot simply get into the car and ask him to drive to point A. We will have to give him proper instructions on the route that he needs to take to reach the destination. We can give him the instructions on the route only if we know how. Otherwise,